An institutional abuse inquiry in Northern Ireland has begun to hear evidence about the child migration scheme that selected more than 100 children from orphanages in the north and sent them to Australia. It's the first time a judicial inquiry is hearing evidence of the practice, which was operated by authorities in the United Kingdom in the years immediately after the Second World War. Earlier, I spoke to one of those giving evidence testimony to the inquiry today. His name is Tony Costa, and he told me his story.
My story is that my father was a Belfast-born man, and my mother was a Donegal Kilmacrennan-born, and I was sent to Australia as a 10-year-old under the British government, where they deported many of us children, where our innocent mothers had put us in the care of the Irish Sisters of Charity. And unbeknown to my poor mother, she was denied consent whether I should be going to the moon, let alone Australia.
What has that meant in your own life, Tony? That separation from your mother, the fact that you were sent...
Oh, it's been cruel. It's been cruel and barbaric. The penalties that came with it, the cruelty, the demeanour that we inherited as a result of my mother being denied access to me when she put me in the care of the Sisters of Charity, and the understanding that she'd come back when things improved. When they did improve, she went back and she was told a whole lot of rubbish that... in this case, Anthony had been chosen to go to Australia. Now, it could have been the moon or Mars for I knew at such an impressionable age.
And how did you find out the truth about yourself?
Well, had it not been for the Child Migrant Trust, they, in latter years, were able to put me in contact with my father's family here in Belfast. It's been a very emotional journey, but rewarding in as much as it's helped me put some closure to my origins of Irish origin in this case, not having known really where I fitted in with no family all those years.
Did you ever get to meet your birth parents?
No. My mother, I traced my mother's grave down in a place called Wisconsin in America, and the best I could do was to pay my respects to her grave. So I was denied that right to know who my mother was. My father, I did find latter, about 50 years of age. I was celebrating 50 years, and I came across the name of my father, and believe it or not, he was the head waiter in Parliament House in Canberra, Australia, all the time I was in the orphanage. But he wouldn't have known, and no more than did I know about him, see? And again, with the cooperation of the Child Migrant Trust, these reunions have been very rewarding for us who were family-less, were parent-less. And to find all this in latter years, it's been very encouraging and emotional at the same time.
And what are you saying to the inquiry today? What do you want it to achieve?
The inquiry needs to be able to bring from it its conclusion that the sort of justice that we seek is that no child in the next generation will ever be subjected to the appalling, degenerated, bullying, cruelty, perverseness that we saw in the reign of these institutions, and not just by the Catholic Church, but including Churches of England and the Salvation Army. The treatment that these organisations gave to these children was absolutely unforgivable, and we don't want any child to be subjected to that treatment ever again.
And it's important also, isn't it, to tell the truth about what happened, the truth about your story.
The truth must be told. The truth must be told, as opposed to the deceit that was given all that time. I mean, it never occurred to me until latter in years to discover that my mother had gone to the orphanage to pick me up when things improved, and to be given this load of codswallop saying, oh no, he's been sent to Australia without her consent. That's a denial of human rights and justice, you know.
And that was Tony Costa speaking to me before he went in to give his testimony to the inquiry this morning. Well, let's get a little more now from our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. It is many decades later, but you can still hear there, Tommy, the pain in Tony Costa's voice. What is this inquiry hoping to learn about the way this Australian scheme worked?
Ponya, we heard opening remarks this morning from Sir Anthony Hart, who's the chairman of the inquiry, and Christine Smith, who's senior counsel to it. And what we know already is that they have received statements and heard evidence from over 50 people who participated in this scheme when they travelled to Australia over the past 12 months. And some of those written accounts will be given. Others will give their evidence by video link, because most of them are now retired. It was also made clear that there were over 50 people who cooperated with the inquiry when the staff went to Australia. But the scheme itself involved thousands of children from the UK. There were just 120 from Northern Ireland involved, and it was actually operated by the British government. And I think one of the developments that we will see in the coming days is that the organisation that has campaigned for these children, called the Child's Migrants Trust, it's making a big point about this being the only time so far that a judicial forum will hear such accounts. And it's likely that you will see, as a result of this, a call on David Cameron to set up a similar tribunal, a similar forum across the water in Britain.
Tommy, thank you very much indeed for that. Our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman.